Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. First off, I want to give a huge apology for the technical difficulties last night to our guests tonight and also to all of you listeners out there that were tuning in to listen to the show. Again, unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties, so our apologies for that because we do appreciate you listening every time we're on the air. But I want to encourage everyone throughout the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas to keep their heads up. We just had a rough storm with a tornado in some capacities where people were affected by it. Our prayers are with all of you, and let's all rally together to support the cause of those who were personally hit by the storm. All right, tonight we have a very special guest, a young man, Chris Hughes, offensive tackle, defensive tackle, prospect out of Harker Heights High School for the 2016 class. As always, this is going to be a great convo with one of the fastest prospects on both the offensive and defensive lines in Centex. Immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page at centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. And you'll be able to see this young man's profile in highlights. That's Chris Hughes of Harker Heights. Again, that's centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. Attention prospects. We're now in the final week of the spring evaluation period, so prospects continue to give your very best first impressions. What I mean by that is when college coaches come through and visit you at your schools, hoping and assuming that that happens, yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir. Remember, first impressions or lasting impressions. You never know how far those first impressions can take you. So remember, keep those things in mind when encountering college coaches. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtags of football recruiting and Centex football. When you see one of these two hashtags, football recruiting or Centex football, you will usually see tweets associated with TA Scouting Scoop along with it. Send us a friend request at TA's Centex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Centex Football Prospects. And we'll definitely add you as a friend on Facebook. Also, remember to go on our website and order your copy of our Winter Honors magazine. That's our Winter Honors edition of our magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting. We're the only company, recruiting, or magazine that reports and publishes prospects strictly in the Central Texas area. No one does the entire Central Texas area like TA Scouting Scoop or Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine. So always keep that in mind. We're the only ones that cover the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas. Also, when you're ordering, go to tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and order your copy. You must have a PayPal account in order to do so. This basically is everyone that made All-District this past football season, my personal All-Centex team, and All-State, along with our seniors that signed letters of intent to go to college. It's a very interesting piece of work, and yours truly is proud to be associated with it. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back and introduce our guest for the evening, Mr. Chris Hughes, so stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas. But Toastmasters International, or your average Toastmasters club, is located throughout cities in America and especially throughout Central Texas. Believe me, folks, if it would not work for me joining Toastmasters a while back, I would not be able to broadcast live before you on the radio, nor to be able to do recruiting seminars and motivational speeches as well. Well, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest, our very special guest this evening to the show, young man, that's our number 4 ranked defensive tackle prospect in Central Texas for the 2016 class, Chris Hughes. Chris, how you doing this evening?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm great, Chris. I'm great. I appreciate you coming on the line or the air tonight with us because we've been getting some really bad storms today throughout Central Texas and just want to make sure that you and your family and everyone else is doing okay out here.
Oh, yes, sir. My family's fine. Everything's good down here. Everybody's doing good.
Sounds good. All right. Sounds good. That's a definite blessing to know about. Well, Chris, man, Harker Heights. You attend Harker Heights High School, located in the Killeen area, or as I term, the Heart of Texas area. The same school that produced the likes of guys like Dominique Ziegler, Stephen McCoy, Mike Schumar, Donnie Shorts, Darius James, Marcus Anderson, and, of course, your older brothers, Cameron and Nashawn. What does it mean to you to be a Harker Heights Knight and to be from the Killeen area?
It's a great honor to come from this Killeen area because most people don't even really know about our area. They know about Fort Hood because it's the biggest military base. But to me, it's a great honor, and I try to do my best to represent our town and everybody who lives here and just try to make everybody proud.
All right. And yes, like you said, a lot of people don't know about the Killeen area, but that seems to be very synonymous throughout all of Central Texas, which is why I made it a personal passion of mine to make sure that guys like yourself and other guys who are notable prospects or guys who are just plain college prospects get the exposure that you're due for doing such an outstanding job. Now, you play for the Harker Heights Knights, as we just mentioned. What are the goals of the Knights for this upcoming season? Because, man, Chris, I was at that final game of the season when you guys lost to Harper against Belton that prevented you all from making it to the postseason. Whew, boy, that was a tough game. I know that was a tough game, especially to be on the downward end of those results. But what are you guys' goals for this upcoming season? And is there anyone else on your team that you'd like to make known for us college coaches, fans, and scouts like myself to be aware of, whether they're upperclassmen or underclassmen?
Well, yes, sir. We did suffer a tough loss last season, but we tried our best to just let that be in the past. And our coach reiterated day in and day out that what happened in the past is in the past, and we just got to focus on moving forward and becoming better. And part of that was training in the weight room, because as a lot of people can notice, our team wasn't really a strong team. It was more of a speed team. And we're trying our best to have a happy medium of strength and speed this year, especially due to our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Skelton. Big props to him. He's helping us a lot. So we're just focusing on being a lot stronger, a lot faster, and just finishing each drive and each play because we had a problem with that last year, and just driving down the field and be dominant throughout the game.
Okay. I mean, any hopes of making the postseason this year?
Oh, yeah, so we have high hopes. I believe that we can make it, and I'm guaranteeing our team believes that we can do it. So,
okay.
All we can, sir?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, you know, laughing like in terms of like I appreciate you for saying that in a sense. Like I'm looking forward to you guys going in and putting in that maximum effort in order for that to happen.
Oh yes, sir. And that's thanks to a lot of guys on our team, like Khalil. He's a left tackle. He's a sophomore this year, about to be a junior. He's a little undersized, but he's about the same height as me. He has great potential, and he's very aggressive. You can tell he has a lot to learn, but he's going to be a great player for us, especially after I leave. He's going to be one of the leaders that we have to count on. Also, Anthony Stevens, he's a safety for us. He started out very explosive. He's always just had a sense to get to the ball. He still does. He's a little undersized, but, I mean, we can always put more weight on him. But he's a great player. Same thing for our linebacker, Stephon Primos. Also another phenomenal player, very high football IQ, knows how to get to the ball, knows how to move his feet, very aggressive. But those are a couple guys that we plan to focus on and just help lead the team and be successful this year.
Okay, sounds good. Now, Chris, we're talking about what's going on this upcoming football season, and of course, in order to play football, you have to be academically eligible. So what is your grade point average, and how important are academics to you personally?
My GPA right now is a 2.9, but grades are very, very important to me, especially my family. My mom never lets me play if I have anything below a 75. And I believe that grades are education is very important for athletes. Even if you're not even an athlete, education is always important. Because it helps you get wherever you need to be in life. Because I always know, like, my dreams are to go to, like, the NFL or do something with sports. But, I mean, God forbid, but if something happens to me where I can't, I always know I have my education to fall back on after or even before.
Okay.
So I take very seriously.
Okay, I understand. I'm glad that you come from a family that basically instills that, you know, within you. Now, with this being said, you talked about how, you know, you want to have something to fall back on. Any idea what you want to study in college?
For right now, you know, everything's not really solidified, but for right now I want to just try to get a degree in business and management. But I never know. I'm still looking, just trying to find the best place for me as in for education. So I'm still looking, but right now it's business and management.
Okay, outstanding. And believe me, a lot of business and management needs to be taken care of here in these United States of America. So I definitely wish you well, young man, on that. Now, you talked about your GPA being a 2.9, okay, and I commend you on that and want to encourage you to do all you can to get that at least to a 3.0 by the time you walk across the stage this time next year. Okay?
Yes, sir.
As far as, you know, your cumulative grade point average. Now, we have this thing called the cumulative grade point average and the core grade point average. So, are you an NCAA qualifier already as far as being able to meet the eligibility standards for being able to play at a Division I school?
Oh, yes, I meet all the standards for education as far as playing in college or D1, any school. My grades are tight. I've made that a point in my life to always be able to do what I need to do with my grades.
Okay, so that means you have your SAT and or ACT scores taken care of, is what I mean.
Oh, yes, sir. I took my SAT in February, but I'm probably going to take it again in either June or August of next school year.
Okay. All right, Chris, man, that's good. That's good to know because, unfortunately, every year I come across a number of young men who either hasn't taken the test by the end of their senior season, which, you know, is definitely a heartbreaker. And also, I come across a lot of young men who just were unable to make the test scores no matter how hard they tried. So that's good to know that you have taken it upon yourself and made the scores whatever are needed in order to be able to graduate to that next level of being a student athlete.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
All right, no problem. Well, Chris and our audience that are listening, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, then we're going to come back and finish talking with Chris Hughes, our number four defensive tackle prospect for 2016 from Harker Heights. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stansley, the Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, yes, that's Inspired Hair Design and Barbershop located on Stan Schnoody in Killeen, Texas. Ms. D and her crew always keeping the people looking even more beautiful than they were prior to attending and gaining their services. All right, we're back with our number four defensive tackle prospect in the Central Texas area for the 2016 class, Chris. Now, we're going to talk about the things that make you such an attraction as a prospect to college coaches and scouts like myself. What is your height, your weight, and your 40 time? What you the fastest time you ran hand time?
I'm 6'4", and I weigh 260. My fastest 40 time I ever ran was a 4.6, and recently we just ran one, and I ran a 4.8, but we hadn't really done a lot of running training and stuff. But I feel like I can get that back down to a 4.6.
Okay. All right. Now, with that being said, for all of you all out there that are listening, to be a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman with that type of size, that's what makes a college coach salivate. But you have to have the skills to go with it. And Chris, we're going to talk about that more and more throughout this show. He definitely has the skills to go that size. So, Chris, and plus, running a 4.6, if you play anywhere on the defensive line or offensive line, and you're running a 4.6 hand time, man, that is considered extremely fast, especially at that type of size. Now, Chris, what do you feel are your strengths as an offensive and defensive tackle?
Some of my strengths for playing my positions are that I'm athletic. I know how to move my feet. I'm very smart. I have a high football IQ. And I just know how to read offense and defenses. I know where I need to be and how to do my job. I play very aggressive, and I just try to do each one of my jobs to the best of my ability.
All right. Now, Chris, of course, there's no such thing as the perfect football player because anything in life will always need improvement. So what do you feel are the areas of improvement on both the offensive and defensive line for yourself?
Well, I've always felt like that I could stronger and faster. I'm never going to stop thinking that. And I always feel like I could work on my technique even more, never going to be satisfied with how I am. And technique stuff and just getting stronger.
Okay. Man, getting stronger. I tell you what, that's definitely a ploy for all prospects, especially if you play in the trenches. Like Chris, to always want to do better. And I like the fact that you said you feel like you can always get faster because speed on that defensive line, especially speed off the ball and speed and getting to that quarterback, those are some very, very important things for you to have in your game to make you that guy. Now, you play in a tough district, man, one of the toughest districts in the state. And this past season, of course, you had to face your share of maybe the best core of defensive linemen in the country at Shoemaker High School with recent Alabama commit Kendall Jones Jr. and also Rasan Thornton. How did that experience go for you, and are you looking forward once again this upcoming season?
Oh, yes, sir. I love playing against those guys. Playing against them really tells you how good you are because a lot of people just think they're good and then they go out against somebody who are better than them and they kind of back down or just think, oh, well, I mean, he's only this good because of that and that or whatever. But I always just try to go out and dominate whoever's against me, no matter who you are and what your name is. I always try to make that a point in my game to do that. And I'm always looking forward to playing them. I love playing those guys. I know those guys as my friends. We've known them since I was little, but I love going against them, going head-to-head, smacking them around. I love it.
All right. And you know what? I like the fact you said about that. That those guys
you said that they're your friends, but you love going against them. So I like that, unlike in basketball, people criticize the NBA for being the quote-unquote new AAU generation, where a lot of those guys are friends on the court. But on the field, you see these guys as your mere nemesis. So you're trying to get after it every play. And then off the field, hey, y'all can be cool once again. Okay, I like that approach. All right, speaking of basketball, do you play any other sports? And so which ones? And how have they helped you mature physically as an athlete?
Oh, yes, sir. I play lots of sports. I play football, basketball, wrestle, and I also do shot put for track and discus a little bit. But all of them, like wrestling, really helped me learn about your body and learning new ways to move around and where you really your power and strength and core comes from. And it's a very, very intensive training. Exercise, because wrestling, you can ask anybody, 3 minutes in wrestling feels like you've been playing on the football field for 4 hours. It's amazing how conditioned. You can tell those people who wrestle how conditioned they are. And same thing with basketball. It helps me with my speed, helps me with my agility, move my feet a lot faster. And with track, soccer helps me learn about force and putting my feet into the ground, getting a that torque that I need, and helps me convert into football when I'm blocking people or hitting people to use my hips, because that's a big thing for track too.
Right, right, right. And one thing also for track and field that you may be aware of as well, but you didn't mention, but I know you're well aware of it, is that in track and field, whether you win or lose, you're still trying to be the very best, which is what you always want to do in football, correct?
Yes, sir, always.
Yeah. All right, all right. Well, Chris, and our audience that are listening, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and talk more about the recruiting side of football and Chris Hughes. So stay tuned.
Dave Messer's Barbershop, located 18 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Dave Messer's Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, that's Dave Masters Barbershop on Ranch City and Killeen. Make sure you check out Neil and his crew and go over there to let them fade you up in a very elegant manner. Now, Chris Hughes, we want to talk about football recruiting. How is recruiting going for you? Do you have any offers yet? And what schools are showing you interest currently?
Yes, sir. Recruiting is going great. I'm loving it right now. I have 9 offers total right now, and they're from North Texas, Texas Tech, Kansas, Utah State, Houston, Cal, Stephen F. Austin, and Montana State. And, yes, sir, and everything, lots of schools are showing interest, Texas, OU, UT, TCU, excuse me, Oregon State. It's a lot of schools that are showing a lot of interest and trying to and recruiting me and talking to the coaches and stuff, and everything's going great with recruiting so far.
Okay. Now, with all that being said, number one, congratulations on getting offers, because now you know that your college education is paid for as long as you continue to take care of your business on and off the field, of course. And what I want to know is what position or positions that these schools are recruiting you for, and what position do you personally prefer to play in college?
Most of the schools are recruiting me for offense. Some of them recruit me for both. And on most sides of the ball, they're going to be playing either offensive tackle or, like, defensive end and D-tackle. And, you know, just seeing me what spots I can play on defense for some schools. But I hopefully when I get to college, I want to play defense and play like defensive end or D tackle, and maybe even try a little bit of linebacker. But if not, I'm perfectly fine playing offensive tackle. But I would really like to get the chance to play defense in college.
Okay, and why defense?
I love to hit people. I'm very aggressive, and I just like the tempo of the game and having to. It's just something about it. It's just you can tell people have like an offensive mentality and a defensive mentality, and most people say I agree that I have a defensive mentality, and it kind of converts over the offensive line. That's why I think I'm good at it. But I just love hitting that quarterback. It's just so fun to me.
Okay. And Chris, one thing that I would like to share with you as far as some words of wisdom is that when I saw you play in that Harker Heights game, I had already seen you play before, but that was the first time I've seen you play defensive line, and you play in spot duty only. And it's like, Chris, it's like every time you were on the field, you impacted the play. And I was saying, man, I didn't know Chris, number one, I didn't know you could get off the ball like that, because, of course, I'm always seeing you play offense. And number two, I said, man, this guy knows how to use his hands, and woo, and he knows just how to penetrate and where to find those gaps each time in order to put pressure on that quarterback or make a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. And I said, you know what? This guy, forget rating him as an offensive lineman. This guy needs to play defensive line at the college level. I mean, this is the position that's perfect for you. This is the position that possibly will make you a college All-American and also maybe playing on Sundays one day. But like I said, hopefully the college coaches are recruiting you. Hopefully they see the same thing that I'm seeing and allow you to be able to operate in such a capacity. All right, Chris, do you ever feel pressure like you're in the shadows of your older brothers having to live up to the Hughes brothers' names?
Yes, sir. I mean, there's always, like, I guess, pressure because it's kind of like a legacy now from my older brothers. But to me, I always take it as a challenge. I make it kind of like a personal goal to be better than my brothers. I mean, I guess that's every little brother's goal in life, to always be better than their older siblings. But it's kind of like a rivalry. We always push each other to become better, become stronger. Because, I mean, I always do something, and, you know, they'll come off and be like, oh, I mean, I already did that, you know, three times. And it makes it kind of like motivates me and always pushes me to keep going and becoming better and perfect my craft and everything I do. Not even like just sports related in life and just being a good person, grades and education and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, it's a pressure, but I welcome the pressure. I like it.
All right. Now what I want to know, and I'm going to add a little bit on this, how do those pickup basketball games go between you and your older brothers? I mean, does it get rough for you at all?
yes, sir. I mean, my brothers never take it easy on you because, I mean, my brothers always taught me to, you know, be tough and just don't be a baby and everything, you know, they be aggressive when everything you do. So, I mean, they never took it easy on me. They're always hard on me, but I appreciate you be the person I am today. So, playing basketball, you know, they – yeah, I hate you, but it's all good.
Okay. All right. Now, you also have a younger brother that's 2 years younger than you, a freshman. And what's his name and how is he looking thus far athletically?
Oh, yes, sir. My little brother, his name is Randy Hughes. He's really tall. My brother, he's about the same height as me. He's probably going to pass me. He might end up being the tallest one out of everybody because he's growing so fast. I swear, one day I was asleep and I just woke up and we were looking each other eye to eye and I was like, "Hey, what you doing, man?" but no, he's a phenomenal kid. I love him. I try to coach him up the best I can when he wants to listen and stuff. And he's a great kid. He's skinny right now. Trying to get him in the weight room. Trying to get him stronger, getting lifting and stuff. Because right now he's really long and lanky, but he's really athletic, really fast, and I'm just trying to get him stronger, really.
Okay, all right, college coaches, remember that name, Randy Hughes, okay? Randy Hughes, he's my discovery, so if any other scout tells you that they know about this kid, Randy Hughes, they did not know about him before T.A. did, okay? So let's make that known right now. But anyway, hey, we're always in the business of putting guys' name out there from Central Texas. All right, well, Chris, the spring football season is over now, am I correct? You guys had your spring game already, correct?
Oh, no, sir, our spring game is this Wednesday.
Oh, this Wednesday. Okay. All right, then. This Wednesday, okay. Come out if you're a fan living in the Killeen area or in the adjacent cities where it's definitely drivable for you to be able to get there time-wise. Check out Harker Heights spring game this Wednesday. What time is that, Chris?
It's at 6:30 at Leo Buckley.
6:30 at Leo Buckley Stadium. So they're not even playing on their own campus. They're taking it to the big stadium because, hey, it's going to be a lot of fun and action, a lot of hitting, and they're expecting a significant number of people to show up and watch them. But, Chris, let's talk about life after the spring game, if you don't mind me foreshadowing a bit. What camps are you planning to attend this summer as far as college camps?
Planning to hit on a lot of camps as much as I really can. Me and my dad are mapping out right now, but we're kind of having kind of trouble because we're having car trouble. But we're trying to hit Texas, TCU, Tech, just some big schools, some of the offers that I already have, camps, and just trying to get as many as I can. Trying to go to the Southwest Elite Camp in Austin, and still waiting to see if I'm going to go to Oregon for the opening. And just some camps like
Man, wow, Chris, man, that's outstanding. Possibly getting invited to the opening, and then these other camps that you're going to, I'm pretty sure that you're going to make those college coaches believers. I mean, you've already shown me what you can do on film, and personally, I said, and I'll say it a million times, what you do in a T-shirt and shorts don't make you a good football player. Just can kind of show you a glimpse of someone's workout. But what you've done on field, Chris, hey, man, I personally believe you can do it. I mean, I'd just like to see you play a whole game at defensive tackle because I know you'll make an even bigger impact if so. But I understand, you know, your coach trying to, you know, kind of preserve your energy because you are needed to help protect the offensive side of the ball. But with all that being said, we're going to go ahead and take one last commercial break. Then we're going to come back and finish it up with Chris Hughes from Harker Heights High School. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, once again, it's Big T Toastmasters, so check out your local Toastmasters in a city near you. Chris, all right, young man, do you have any lasting comments that you would like to share with our listeners about you and your Nike teammates before we adjourn for the evening?
Yes, sir. I want to just say thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate you talking to me and helping me with recruiting and college. And just give me the advice that you do. I appreciate everything that you did for me. And also, to all the fans and everybody who's listening, I just want to say just keep looking out for the Harker Heights Knights. We have big plans, a lot of big dreams, and I feel like we really can get it done this year. We have a great group of guys who are really working hard, especially this summer. We're going to work very hard to be successful for you guys and put on for Harker Heights, and I feel like we can get it done this year.
All right. And Chris, again, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate you having a listening ear, young man. I mean, it's always a pleasure for any scouts like myself that's given your words of wisdom based on the things that we've learned over the years to give to a young man like yourself, and you digest it and use it both on and off the field for your benefit. Also, for all our prospects out there that are listening, again, make sure you're taking your SATs and ACTs. Get those things out of the way. You have one coming up next Saturday, not this upcoming Saturday, but the following Saturday in June, and also the ACT. Please get that test out the way before your senior year. And if you're a sophomore, go ahead and try to take that test in June so you can know what to expect on the test throughout your junior year. We appreciate Chris Hughes for coming on to the show. Make sure you go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you can see his profile, his highlights, and also be able to listen to this show in its entirety as many times as you like. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. If you have not done so already, at TA Scouting Scoop. Also, look for the popular hashtags football recruiting and also Syntex football. And you'll see numerous postings by us at TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook. TA's Syntex Football Prospects, that's three words, TA's Syntex Last Three Football Prospects. And make sure you send us a friend request, and we'll add you back as a friend.
Also, the magazine, we still have copies left for everyone that made all district, all state, my personal all Centex team, and everyone that signed in Central Texas this past season. TAScoutingScoop.com, click on Scouting Magazine, and you must have a PayPal account in order to do so. We appreciate Chris Hughes for coming on to the show. And Centex, please keep your heads up out there. Stay prayed up. We keep you in our prayers because, hey, this storm is truly a storm. But as always, as long as there's a living God, we can get through it. All that being said, you guys be safe on those roads out there. Be blessed and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas.